Maharaj, two questions from Madhurananda Prabhu from Italy, Villa Govinda. So I will ask the first question.
And in Italian. If there
was, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately. So or the question is, the second one, if you have time. I heard that Srila Swami Prabhupada was in the Gopa and Balaram mood, but he was in the Rupa Sampradaya and Madhurya line also. How can I harmonize this?
That's question number one?
Yes.
What's question number two?
Question number two is, Guru's Guru Aparadhas can destroy the faith, but the absence of faith can be Guru Aparadha.
With regard to the second question, Srila Guru Maharaj did mention once, he said there's like Guru Tyagi, Guru Bogi, Guru Tyagi, Guru Sevi. So Guru Bogi, one who's enjoying the paraphernalia of Guru. Guru Tyagi has connection with the substantive guru and has rejected them. But it may be an insubstantial guru. But so Guru Tyagi more than meets the eye. But Guru Sevi is the desired, who's serving Sri Guru. But interestingly, Srila Guru Maharaj said, but there is another category that's the worst. And we thought, well, what could that be? He said, no need for guru. He said, even the Guru Tyagi has some guru relationship. And maybe in the course of time, their position will be corrected or fresh connection. Different things can be considered. Guru Bogi can be corrected. He said, but the worst, he said, no necessity for guru. Therefore, self-condemned. But Gurur Avagya, at the time of Harinam, the 10 offenses are mentioned. Guru is number 3, or in the third position, Gurur Avagya. To disobey Sri Guru, to ignore Sri Guru, to marginalize Sri Guru, still Guru Maharaj would say that position can be corrected. They can be again brought into the grace of Sri Guru. But we are guru-centric to the extreme. So Srila Guru Maharaj gave the example. When I asked him, he couldn't recall exactly where it was from. But he said, we've been told in the scriptures that the guru is like the water and the shisha is like the lotus and Krishna is like the sun. And we know from observation, when the lotus situated in the water safely, the hot sun, it thrives. Even though the lotus is so delicate, in the hot sun, it thrives. But then, he said, but remove the water from the lotus. And That very sun burns the lotus. So in this example, and Gurudev gave a visual representation of that in the Mat logo, the guru is like the water. That means Ashraya Vigraha. When the lotus is safely situated in the water, then it thrives. Remove the water. And in this case, the sun represents Krishna. He said, then the Krishna sun burns the Shisha lotus. Cannot tolerate, withstand direct association without being sheltered by Ashraya Vigraha. Just like I remember in school, I don't remember which subject it was, but they were talking about how you melt iron ore and make steel, right? And then they would show the blast furnace and these like cauldrons, or I don't know how to describe, but these pots, these huge pots, and they would show the iron ore is in there. And then, of course, the natural and that's going to produce the steel, which we would generally think of as such a formidable substance. But then the question would come, why doesn't the pot melt? And we would be told, it's made of harder stuff. So the chit-shakti is the harder stuff that can withstand the intensity of Krishna. How we meet people in this world, and in the aftermath of the meeting, someone will say, boy, he's really intense. it's intense to be around them. But how intense is the direct association of Krishna? And not in a negative sense, but just as in this world, we're enamored by beauty. Beauty can turn us into fools. Right? One of the classic stereotypes in romantic literature is the man who's so enamored by the beauty of the girl, he's forgetting ordinary things, he forgets his name, his incapacitated on account of being in, the relative proximity of intense beauty. That's a romantic stereotype. And we're told, Kandarpa Koti Kamani Avishesha Shobham. So we're saying, we see when a person's under the influence of Cupid, they're besides themselves. Gurumar's like that expression. Then what to speak of Kandarpa Koti Kamani Avishesha Shobham? Someone is the mathematical equivalent of 10 million Cupid. Like if that was a dial. 10 million Cupids. That sort of beauty, seductive charm, sweetness, intensity. How would we respond? So when we say the chit shakti is made of harder stuff, we're talking about consciousness, the consciousness of devotion or dedication. Chinmoy, consciousness enriched with devotion to the greatest magnitude. So when Das Goswami says, Dashayate mama rasastu rasastu nityam, sakkayate mama namostu namostu nityam. He's the Prayojan Tattva Acharya of the lion. That means he's saying, ultimately, this is what Krishna consciousness is all about. If you had to say it in other words. Saying, here's the goal, here's the target, this is what you could hope to gain from Krishna consciousness. in a phrase. What? Radha Dasyam. So why I thought it was all about Krishna? Yes, then pay attention. To get the maximum Krishna, you get maximum Krishna from Radharani. You don't get more Krishna by going to Krishna directly. That would seem to contradict rationale. But even, again, in this world, we see someone, a very high person, in terms of, you know, state, you know, the Bhagavan-like qualities. Aishwarya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriya jnana vairagya ushtapi shunan bhagi tigana. All those things. But we'll just take, you know, fame, wealth, etc. That there, an often heard complaint is they'll say, you know, I can't find anyone around whom I can just be myself. They have to be something for someone. In this case, so you have to be God for somebody. They need that. Like the said, they need someone to be the king or the queen. Or the, so they need God. Someone to be God. And of course, I mean, hopefully God, except no substitute. Right? I like that expression. The only God is God. That's a good one. But what is the nature of that God? What if he decides to expand himself? Is there any limitations on what he can or cannot do? Advaitam, achyutam, anadam, anantarupam, adyan, adyan, purana, purusham, navayovanam cha. Vedeshu durlabhama durlabhama atma bhakta govinda mani. Contradicts the stereotype. Oldest of all, adyam, the original, oldest, adyam, puranam, person, and looks like what? Navayovana, eternally youthful. So, that person. Around whom can they just be themselves and their full sweetness? It would be in a situation where they don't have to be God, per se, as a matter of speech. Right? And here we're equating that with Aishwarya Gyan, right? Where they could just be themselves. We're told the jnana shunya bhaktas, knowledge-free devotion. It's devotion that's not contaminated by knowing. Aishwarya jnan. Knowledge, awareness of the opulence as the majestic aspect of divinity. The gopis, they love Krishna as a boy they fell in love with. He's just irresistible and beautiful and charming and sweet, and they're in love with him. He happens to be the supreme reality. But that's not how they factored in their love and affection. In fact, Adhoksaja imply the rule of thumb, or dwi unguli, the two finger rule of the Adhoksaja realm, is that all calculation of the finite will fall short of capturing the infinite. But if the infinite wants to make himself known, that's his prerogative, to reveal himself. And that means Adha Akshaja, the rational, objective experience, that is all suppressed in the presence of divine revelation. But whom, in the presence of whom, can he just fully be himself? Just be 100% 100% Krishna. Krishna to the nth degree. That we're told, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, is at the right hand of Radharani. Only with her does Krishna, is Krishna fully himself. So at the side of another gopi, we're told other things. Swayam Prakash, different things. So it's actually can be rationally explained in that, in this context, that she, Rasaraj Mahabhav, he is ecstasy personified. She can extract Mahabhav. She can extract the maximum, the highest quality and the highest quantity of sweetness from Krishna. And if we consider a jiva soul, what is their capacity to interact? Here's probably, like you say, the reservoir of pleasure. Right? There's Rasa Raj Krishna. And then here's this tiny finite jiva soul going to exchange. Whatever comes from his side is infinite. A drop of the infinite is infinite. But what is the capacity of a jiva soul to engage in some sort of loving exchange? Limited. And on that, in that regard, Gurmur says that jivas, the tatasa shakti, they are an impoverished shakti. In that sense, no wealth of their own, but it's this innate wealth is awakened and expressed under the guidance, shelter, and service of the asraya, vigraha. So, why did I say that? Because
what is the capacity of jiva soul to interact?
But before
Rasaraj Mahabhava,
be way before
Krishna to the end degree, the rational objective experience is all suppressed. The oldest, original.
But before that.
Bhagavan like qualities to be someone for someone.
Before that.
Okay. Prayojan Tattva Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami.
Oh, right. But it's actually before, it's about being sheltered safely in the water of Sri Guru. We can't withstand the intensity of Krishna. So, but what is his intensity? And I say, like, beautiful. What if was so, someone was so beautiful you couldn't stand it? Like, sometimes someone is seen and they'll go, they say, oh, she is painfully beautiful. They mean, like, you're looking, like, it's a mixture of appreciation and pain simultaneously, like that someone could be that beautiful. Again, that's here. Amplify that, multiply that 10 million times. And that's just because our brains don't compute beyond 10 million. So 10 millions on the low end, we could say. But it's pointing us in a direction. So if someone is that beautiful or that seductive, that sweet, that charming, right? So I have to be under the shelter of the superior devotees who, that's why Das Goswami says, my focus is on dasya, dasyam, service, and sakya in this sense. And this will go towards the first question. Can mean friendship, but it can also mean, we could say, intimacy. You sing that, without any superior servitor there, what would be my interest? So, we have no real insight into the internal identity of the Guru Varga other than what they reveal. Just as in the case Srila Saraswati Thakur, he revealed the internal identity of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and in a particular context, his own. And Srila Guru Maharaj included that within his poetry. Right. Srila Prabhupada, besides his divine pastimes, how he appeared in this world, in which line and all that, he also composed some poetry which may have given some indications about his position. But as we see, as I've mentioned at different times, that one of the famous verse from the Mahabharata, which is referenced to give evidence of the divinity of Mahaprabhu, Suvarna Varna Hemango Barangas Chandanagadi Sanyasakrit Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayana. That interestingly, this can also apply to Srila Prabhupada, because the line he appeared in is the Suvarna Varna. All these words, they have double meaning or infinite meaning. Who were the gold merchants, a family, you know, like a caste of gold merchants. And interestingly, we're told that they were favorite to Nityananda Prabhu. They got the Nityananda Prabhu was very favorably disposed towards them, very merciful towards this family. They have some close history. And I remember once another devotee and I, we were searching for some particular artwork, and it brought us in connection with the Nityananda Bhangsha line, and particularly those people who were like the Kula Guru, family guru of Prabhupada when he was younger. So they gave him some initiation when he was a child. But when we were talking to them, they were attributing his worldwide success in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement to their connection with them. And we're just sharing with them happily everything and not wanting to present any opposing ideas, like allow that. But maybe 30, 40 years later, I thought, like, in an ironic way, there's some truth if we take it that it's the Nityananda line. Although we're very careful about that, what is known as Jata Goshai, and those who have some hereditary position, but still not to be disrespected. But anyway, he did appear in that family line, and they are recipients of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So, and he, Barangas Chandanagadi, he's always covered in sandalwood. As you can understand, talk about intensity. Srila Prabhupada as like a conduit, as a Shaktivesh avatar of Nityananda Prabhu, according to Guru Maharaj, the sort of power passing through him into this plane would cause his head to heat up from time to time. So he's always like, you see so many pictures of Srila Prabhupada with his head, forehead, and even other parts just covered in chandan to like cool the brain down. Sannyasakrit, and we know his pastime of taking sannyas, coming out of household life, taking sannyas, becoming a vanaprastha in Vrindavan, beginning his Bhagavat translation, taking sannyas, printing the books, and crossing the ocean. Sannyasakrita chama shanto nishta shanti parayana. On the, what is the name of the boat carrying him? The Jaladuta. Like Hansaduta means swan messenger. Jaladuta means the water messenger. So the very boat that's carrying him to America, and he's keeping a diary on that boat. And the motto, as fate would have it, perhaps the goddess Saraswati inspiring them, the motto, he's got a little book, you can keep your diary of your journey, and Prabhupada is. He's writing things like, today the ship is plying smoothly, I depend exclusively upon my worshipable lords, Radha Damodar, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, the deities of Vrindavan. I depend solely on their mercy, so far away from Vrindavan. He's in the middle of the ocean. He's saying, daily I'm relishing the nectarine of Sri Chaitanya Leela, the source of my all vitality. Like by reading Chaitanya Charitamritam, he's saying that's where his vitality is coming from the Chaitanya Leela, Mahaprabhu, who also sannyasa krishtama shanto. So on that diary, the running head says, we carry India's message of peace and goodwill. That was the motto of the company. We carry India's message of peace and goodwill. And on the Jaladuta, they carry His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to America. And we know that he has at least one heart attack, if not two, in the middle of the ocean. So he's offering himself wholly on the altar of self-sacrifice. As Gromer said, he's wholly emptied himself of any other desire than the desire, the order of Sri Guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, back to Mahaprabhu himself. So empty, like I've mentioned, the superconductor of negativity, that when the ceramic approaches absolute zero, it has zero resistance to current. So it achieves superconductivity. So Prabhupada, that means humility in Guru Maharaj's analysis. Negativity is equated with humility. So when it reaches its extreme, that means there's no self-assertion. Rather, self-oblivion, not self-annihilation or self-extinction, self-oblivion, wholly given over to the other. So much so, there's zero resistance to current. It achieves superconductivity. So Guru Maharaj said, having wholly emptied himself, divine power came down to work on his behalf. So once I mentioned this in a Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, and you know, it's read by different people before it's published. And there was someone complained and said, Hare Krishna. Hey, Krishna, Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Someone said, like very upset, Krishna doesn't have to do anything. Someone said, divine power had to come down and work on his behalf. And they said, Krishna doesn't have to do anything. Normally. Yeah, he's Ishvara Parama Krishna. We've read the book. But what is the hallmark of devotion is where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. That is devotion. Yes, who's totally independent, read the book, the Bhagavatam, the Krishna book, the book of Krishna. Right? Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantantra eva dvija sadubir bhakta hridaya bhakta janapriya. So ahang bhakta paradino hyasvantantra eva dvija. That means, Hare Krishna, Ratnakar. A jewel-like devotee. Krishna says, yes, I'm independent. It's mentioned in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. That's how this works. Reality is for itself and by itself. Right? He's saying, but in the presence of devotion, it's as if I lose my independence. So Rupa Goswami is saying, what is real devotion? Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. As everyone is irresistibly drawn in attraction to Krishna, Krishna is irresistibly drawn in attraction to devotion. Even a drop of devotion in the heart of a tiny finite soul is, it's such an exalted substance that it's capable of capturing Krishna. So Guru said, divine power had to come down and work on his behalf. And to further underscore this point, is that when Srila Prabhupada, the boat, when it first arrives in America, it arrives actually in Boston, but you don't get off the boat there. You have, like, it's there, docked, I guess, for a day or so, and then it went, it's not that far, and then it went down to New York, and I think they, what is it, disembarked in New York. But in Boston, he wrote some poetry, two poems. One, Markine Bhagavata Dharma, preaching Bhagavata Dharma in America. Right? And has some of his favorite verses are there. Tada rajas tamo bhavo kamaloba snayas cheta itairanabhidam stitam sitve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata, etc. These verses, Srendrata perhaps, Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, there's a series of verses, they're very favorite to Prabhupada. But he's saying, and the populace here is overwhelmed by the modes of passion and ignorance. And he's bringing the message of Bhagavad Dharma. In 1976, he was at the Washington Temple where Brisha Kapi Prabhu was the president, Suresh Riditi. This was their temple, and Prabhupada was there. and we were reading this to him. It was the anniversary of his coming to America. And he said, when this line came about describing what the populace is like, overwhelmed by the modes of passion and ignorance, and this divine message can, you know, save them and revive the suffering humanity, Prabhupada smiled and he looked at me and said, how could I know? I hadn't got off the boat. I think it's called sarvagya, a divine way of knowing. Right? Through Shastra Chakshu, through the eyes of scripture. So anyway, he wrote that, and this was anticipation of beginning his preaching in America, and he signed it at the end, you're insignificant beggar, Bhaktivedanta Swami. He said, but if I, my Lord, I think you have brought me here for a reason. So, if you want me to dance, make me dance, make me dance. Oh Lord, make me dance. He's offering himself, holy. So, just like a puppet, you make me. You must have brought me here for a reason. Then make me dance according to your will. Vilasatu hridi nityam bhakti siddhanta bani. Guru Maharaj says, last line. The Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, the words, the order of Saraswati Thakur, Vilasitu Hridinitam, eternally playing in the heart, compelling him, even at such an advanced age and such great convenience and life threatening circumstances, to offer himself fully in service to his divine master. Which Prabhupada says he, in reading Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's parsing of Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha Kurunandana, the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, maybe. Prabhupada said he had an epiphany where he realized it's Vishwanath saying, Prabhupada renders it as resolute determination. But he said, yeah, in other places, he said he had an epiphany, I'm paraphrasing, saying that he realized what Chakrabarti Thakur is saying, the reason for living for a true disciple, you know, his raison d'etre, right, his reason for being alive and living is to fulfill the order of the spiritual master. His existence is synonymous with that. And again, this is thematically consistent with what is expressed by Das Goswami. Bilapakusa Manjali. Ashavare amrita sindhu mayi katanchit kalo mayati gamita kilata sampratamhi tvam chet kripam mayi vidasa shinaiva kimme. Prane, Brajena, Chaboro, Bakari, Ashavare, Amrita Sindhu. He's saying, the purpose of my life and what keeps me breathing and inspired, is anticipation or hope for service of your holy lotus feet. It's a direct prayer to Radharani, according to Guru Maharaj. Can we think, well, I thought you should pray to Guru, or someone might say Krishna, or someone else might say, no, you should pray to the Guru. Well, Radharani is the ultimate Guru. So his prayer, direct prayer, is to Radharani. He's saying, what gives my life meaning is an aspiration to serve your holy lotus feet, without which, what is the purpose of my life? Srila Prabhupada demonstrated this. He personified this. And so he's there. So he wrote two poems. The second poem, called Prayer to the Lotus Feet of Krishna. And I can't remember the lines right now. Radharani Kushi Habi Krishna Brahmi Brahmi Thai A Koribi something Radha Rani Kushi Habin Boli Thai, I can't remember. But what he's saying here, and then Guru Maharaj is interpreting this. He knows Bengali. It's a Bengali poem. So he's giving his, what the poem says to him. Now what are you saying? Is he qualified to do that? I would think so. Right? He's certified by Srila Saraswati Thakur as equal in representation to him. Right? And acknowledged by Srila Prabhupada as the same. So we were reading it to him. He's telling us what it means. And he said, here in this poem, he said, he's very sweetly saying, he was overwhelmed feeling separation from Krishna this particular day. Remember, on the way over, Prabhupada was saying, he's saying, I'm so far from Vrindavan, and it's pulling on him. He's feeling very deep separation. Now he's arrived in America. We can say, in one sense, the separation has reached its zenith point of intensity. His heart is expressing something. And he's saying, my dear brother, I cried out to you today. I was feeling too much separation. I became overwhelmed, and I cried out to you. My dear brother. And he said, and I'm longing for that day when we will again frolic in the forest of Vrindavan, and we'll be playing, and we'll also be eating lunch together on the banks of the Jamuna. That's what my heart is hankering for. So, then, Guru Maharaj said, then he's saying, but my guru, Radharani, she's given me some service to do. Right? So we say, the guru is seen as Radharani's delegation. So taking Srila Saraswati Thakur as Radharani's delegation, what he's saying, my guru, who's Radharani's delegation, is another way. Radharani has given this service that needs to be done. So we're told, from an ontological point of view, and rasa, tattva, and such things, that the highest rung of cowherd boys, of Subal, as once, they're message carriers between Krishna and the Brajagopis. Subal looks like Radharani. You know, sometimes they've exchanged clothes. So she can visit Krishna at non-scheduled times. But they are aware of the inner desires of Krishna. Once some devotees, they want to make deities of like Krishna and Balaram, but add Subal and Sridham. And they're asking Guru Maharaj, how should Subal be shown? And he said, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. And they said, yeah, but how will he be shown? And Guru Maharaj said, ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. And they were a little perplexed. They said, but what will be his gesture, his posture? Guru said, the Murti Law will decide. But when they said, how should he be shown? Ready to fulfill the inner desire of Krishna. Suffice to say, the inner desire of Krishna is to be with Srimati Radharani. So we can't say much about this. We can't say anything about it. But what we can surmise is that this particular group of cowherd boys are intimately related to Madhura Rasa. So everything's fine. So, but here, this is the beautiful, sweet part. Guru Maharaj said, so Prabhupada saying to Krishna that, remember, he has this service that he's been given by Radharani. her delegation, is what he's saying. And he feels himself unfit to do that. So he's saying, but you, my dear brother, if you will help me do this service for Radharani, then she will be pleased with you and you'll get her association. So he made Krishna an offer he couldn't refuse. Then Krishna's thinking, of course, I want the association of Radharani. Then the divine empowerment comes. So, as I said, how can we even say anything about this other than we, by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, we heard these things. They came from him. And therefore, we accept them. So he's saying, clearly, some Sakyarasa's sentiments were expressed, but I just told you how that can be harmonized in connection with the Rupa, line of Sri Rupa. Huh. But if someone still said, this is too difficult for them to digest, then Gurudev said, because Guru Maharaj is indicating the divine empowerment of Prabhupada from Nityananda Prabhu. Remember, Guru Maharaj identified him as a Shaktivesha avatar. Again, these are not things we decide. Guru Maharaj said that. Then it became commonly accepted. But before Guru Maharaj, no one said that. No one had the audacity to say that. Or the authority to say that. He said that. And then it became accepted. Then many said it. Or reiterated it, repeated. But still, if someone, it created some dis-ease in their heart, then Gurudev said, we're told also, in the presence of the elder brother, the wife draws the veil. Do you understand? Nityananda is the elder brother. Saying, draws the veil, may have veiled these other sentiments. It can be interpreted and adjusted in a way, but it was all what I mean to say in a very sweet and natural way, not calculated, not, I had some things that I'd collected in time, and I was presenting them to Guru Maharaj for verification. And to my surprise, he verified with additional. But it was in a, with pure hearts. I wouldn't say those words lightly, but with pure hearts and earnestness, we approached him and I mentioned these different things, and then he said, yes, and then he interpreted this poem, and everyone was thrilled and happy to hear these things. With Guru Maharaj's emphasis upon Madhura Rasa, some devotees somewhere were demeaning what is not Madhura Rasa. And when the word came back to Guru Maharaj, he said, my heart is mortified to hear these things. He said, what is their conception? And then he said, Radharani's first duty every morning when she wakes up is to go to the house of Nanda Bhavan and on the doorstep of Yashoda to bow down and give her dandavats. Like, and thank, you know, Yashoda, without whom there is no Krishna. So it just betrays a poor notion of all these divine things, and therefore we're told not to meddle there. We will commit offense for toward those from whom we're seeking grace. We will offend them, and then we'll be the cause of our own burning the lotus of our own, the lotus of our good fortune turning into misfortune. So not casually or otherwise to consider these things. It's not something for us to dwell on extensively. Came up in a particular context. That's all. Yes. Did I answer both the questions? Okay.
I think fully. Some dandavats before I jump to another probably short question. Dandavats from Suchitra, sorry. Dandavat from Rupa Vilas Dasa, Philippines. Dandavats from Jordan Carter, Seattle, USA. Rasheswari Didi. Dandavats pranams from Ivoti, Brazil. And Dandavats from Teresa Loret de Mola. And Dandavat from Anukula Chandra. Oh. And I means Janavi Devi Dasi.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. Very good. Any other question? And I was going to say this. Mm-hmm. That Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, you know, in pursuance of the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And so his idea is always and only to glorify Krishna and his devotees. And we know he entered there, arrived with the equivalent, you know, $10-$20 in his pocket. And the Bhagavatams, trunks of Bhagavatams, Mridanga, Kartals, you know, that was his ammunition. And Guru Maharaj did once say that, like, when you decide to pursue Krishna consciousness, he said, don't expect, you know, those near and dear to you and the world to hold a parade, you know, celebrating this choice you've made. In fact, we can expect them to turn against us. Our family members, our friends, or, you know, like, that we can expect. Saying, don't expect, they're going to say, oh, this is wonderful. You've decided to give up the world and everything in it. We're going to have a feast, a little parade downtown. In Asia, they celebrate, though. That's why they, why do they revere monks? It's an underlying that is that people know you should get up, that it's about giving up the world. And they respect that and admire that. It's a tacit, indirect way of acknowledging, you know, you're doing what should be done, the higher thing. We remain attached. So what we revere what you've done and we'll favor you whenever possible. That's the Asian side. But, so Guru Maharaj said that, you know, what do we learn from the life, teaching of Prahlad Maharaj? He's saying one thing, and a little humorous, he's saying, you know, prepare yourself for a life of trouble. But we see Prahlad in flying colors. Smaram, always remembering the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees. But in the case of Srila Prabhupada, we saw in the last year, a little bit before, 76, he left in 77, he wanted to have this Rath Yatra in New York City on a grand scale. And as I've mentioned that the reporters came, and Prabhupada knew how to, give a lead to the journalists, give talking points to the press, and at the time, and appeal to their national sentiments and local sentiments. And when he said, you know, America's the most important country in the world, New York's the most important city in America. And they're all, yeah, we're all New Yorkers. Yeah. And he said, and in New York, the most important street is Fifth Avenue. And he said, on that street, we are having our Jagannath Rath Yatra. So they all write it down. America, New York, Fifth Avenue. And it's true. So it was astonishing to see these three giant Rath Yatra cars. The New York City police, along, no traffic on the most prestigious street, ostensibly in the world. And only the Jagannath Vallabhadra Subhadra going, and Prabhupada always rode on Subhadra's chariot. But what became apparent in time was that Krishna wanted to glorify Srila Prabhupada. As much as Prabhupada wanted to glorify, you know, spread Krishna consciousness, glorify Jagannath, Krishna, etc., we could see in this instance, this is right before he leaves the world. This is Krishna's gift to him, who came, you know, as the beggar A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, with the trunk of Bhagavatams, the Mridangas, Kartals, and a pocket full of change. You know, how does he leave New York? Riding on a chariot with Jagannath, Subhadra and Balabhadra down Fifth Avenue with, you know, huge kirtan party, prasadam distribution. Like, it was Krishna's gift to Prabhupada to glorify him for all of his extraordinary, unparalleled seva and spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So it was a beautiful gesture on the part of Krishna. And Prabhupada's allowing this because it's for Jagannath. How the Lord and his devotee, their loving exchange takes place, and loving interaction. Yes.
From one of our viewers, there was a short question. What is the living energy of Krishna?
The living energy of Krishna? What is not? Would be easier, or should be the question. What is not? Remember, Krishna is primarily enjoyer, engaged in pastimes of enjoyment. All of this other stuff, creation and how it all works, and that's secondary. From Krishna, Balaram, to the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, second quadruple, the Purush avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kiradakshaya Vishnu, Guna avatars, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Shaktivesh avatars, Manvantars. So, this is not Krishna's direct concern. It's the word living that makes it sound awkward. We like Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti bina nahi tara pravartan. Coming from Balabha with Mahaprabhu. And unless one is empowered by Krishna, it's not possible to spread Krishna consciousness. That keeps it on theme. But Krishna's internal energy, Haladini Shakti, And that is a wonderful thing. If Krishna's ecstasy personified, so he's anandamayo byasat, full of ananda by nature. How do you make him happy? When his baseline, he already starts off unlimitedly happy. They used to have an advertising campaign. What do you give the man who has everything? And they had a version for the woman too, but they said, what do you give the man who has everything? So, Krishna, he has everything. He owns Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshram. Ishvara Parama Krishna, etc. Janmadyasyata Ahang Sarvasya Prabhavo, again and again and again. What? It's all Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Remember, we say bhakti, devotion, but we shouldn't think that love is some like another thing. So there's the particular type of bhakti or called prema bhakti. Right? Like we sang in the song, prema bhakti jaha hoite avinya nashajate. Prema bhakti. Prema. Love is so great. Such an and Krishna prema. There's not like love and then Krishna prema. No, it's only that. You don't hear the expression Vishnu prema. You hear Vishnu Bhakti, but not Vishnu. Krishna Prem. Prem is for Krishna. Premanjina. Premanjina Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadeva Riddayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govinda Mari Purusham Tama. That's why the Braja Gopis are not interested in Narayan, with all due respect. But Lakshmi Devi. She's interested in Krishna, yad vanchana sri lalana charatapo vihaya kamam suchiram dridhavrita. Suchiram dridhavrita. She wanted to engage in rasa with Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said to Sri Vaishnava Venkata, why does your Lakshmi want to have rasa with my Krishna? And he's saying, well, nothing wrong there. Siddhanta tasva vedepi shri shu krishna swarupayo. Narayan and Krishna, siddhantically speaking, same, but different. And Mahaprabhu saying, oh, okay, yeah, that's all right. But why couldn't she? You say Krishna's specialty is rasa. And Vishnu's not showing those type of pastimes, so then she will go to that. Okay, but why not? She's not given admission into those pastimes. Did austerities in the Tapoban for lifetimes, and wasn't given. And what do we hear? Those wives, Kasyanu Bavosha Chadeva Vidmahe Tavangri Reinu Sparashadikara. Our husband Kaliya, he can't get the lotus feet of Krishna off of his head. They're like pounding his head, all that Padaraja. And she's trying to get in that zone. He can't get out. Vedastuti, Yajnasitas, Dandakaranya Rishis, they're all entering into the Rasalila pastime, but Lakshmi Devi not. With all her wealth, the goddess of fortune cannot buy a ticket to enter the Rasalila. Why? Venkata. And we see the gopis, they're not interested in pastimes with Narayan. When Krishna played that joke, trick on them, pushed out two more arms to become four-armed Narayan, the gopis who were hoping so much that it was good. Then when they see it's Narayan, Rago Daya Kunchiti, the rag in the heart was crushed. crushed. What sort of sentiments do they have that they're crushed upon seeing Vishnu, Narayan, otherwise known as God? They're disappointed to God. What is in their hearts that makes them like that? Krishna Prem. Prem Anjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadeva Hridayeshu. They're not seeing the Paramatma in their hearts. They're the Braja Gopis. Paramatma is for, you know, jivas wandering around to keep track of everybody. Who do they see? Young Shama Sundaram. And what does he look like? Achintya Guna Surupam. Inconceivable form, qualities, pastimes. Where did I say this? What was the question again?
Living energy.
Oh, Krishna. Living energy. Ladini Shakti extracts from Krishna and nourishes the devotees. And I like the statement of Saraswati Thakur, prana ache jar se hetu prachar. Pran. Those who've got prana ache jar, what's the cause of that? Preaching. And you can read it in the inverse. Preach and you'll get life. Those who've got life, they preach. Those who preach, they've got life. Goes in both directions. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tara Pravartan. Hare Krishna.